In the last few years, a shift has taken place on the issue of guns in Virginia. It used to be that gun rights groups totally dominated the field. Groups like the National Rifle Association and the Virginia Citizens Defense League, they'd fork over massive amounts of campaign cash and ultimately get their way at the state capitol. But about 4 years ago, something happened. The gun control groups started investing heavily in Democratic politics in Virginia. New York-based Everytown for Gun Safety pumped $1.6 million into one particular state Senate race in Prince William County, for example. John Feinblatt is president of Everytown for Gun Safety.
Virginians want candidates who will stand up to the NRA in the NRA's own backyard. We've seen that cycle after cycle, and we want to make sure that they've got elected officials who represent them.
Feinblatt says Everytown intends to play a role in the upcoming campaign cycle, though he declined to be specific about the numbers. He says the aim of the organization is to help deliver on what voters want.
They expect their leaders to protect them, and if legislators in Richmond refuse to protect them, we are committed to help them elect new lawmakers who will.
These days, advocates for gun control outspend advocates for gun rights, and the difference between the two isn't even close. That's according to numbers posted to the Virginia Public Access Project. They show that in the last 4 years, the NRA has contributed about $130,000. In that same time, New York-based Everytown for Gun Safety has contributed about $5 million.
All that money flooding from out of state trying to control what's going on in Virginia is a problem.
That's Philip Van Cleve, head of the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
It's a lot of money. I mean, I wish we had billionaires throwing money at us. We could do a lot, too. But it seems like the gun control side has billionaires that want to be sort of controlling of everybody, sort of almost tyrannical. That seems to be the kind that are attracted to the other side. We don't tend to get that kind.
Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says he expects this issue will be at the center of this year's campaign cycle.
There's no doubt in my mind gun control groups are going to actively play in a lot of races, especially in suburban competitive districts in Richmond and Hampton Roads.
And, he adds, those suburban districts are places where Republicans have been struggling in recent elections.
Think about Glenn Sturdivant. Think about Bill DeStef in Virginia Beach and other Republicans in Virginia Beach. It would be hard for some of them to walk away from this special session not having supported some kind of reform on guns.
This fall, both sides will be throwing campaign cash at the issue, and it could end up being a record-breaking year for candidates raising money and spending money specifically on the issue of guns. I'm Michael Pope.